Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin. Again.
Welcome back to another episode of The Sportsman, everybody.
We're back, and we're beautiful.
Joseph Peter DeMar over there, a.k.a. Cold Cuts. I am the big ticket, a.k.a. Neil. What's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. We spent a few days down in Quail Lodge, which was fun. Got some filming done for Bob DeSports. Very productive week for us, Tick, you know, very productive week back in LA now. Feels nice to be back home. And girlfriend's coming to visit tomorrow. We have a big old dinner tomorrow night, Tick. It's going to be special. Cut Steakhouse, going to be your first time going, no?
Yeah, I had plenty of opportunities with you last week. Can you hear me? I had plenty of opportunities last year when I was staying with you, but I never went. I never ended up going. So I'm very excited, especially since it'll be your first time back since you left. So We're all expecting the red carpet treatment.
Red carpet treatments. Buckle up. Don't eat during the day. Eat very minimal, I would say, because you don't want to ruin an opportunity like this. Lots to be excited about. And here we are, another episode of The Sportsman. And from what you're telling me, we actually had quite a little bit of downloads this past week, even without, you know, very much promotion.
Yeah, man. Ever since the last few months, I mean, I would say we've done even less promotion than we ever did before. I think there was one episode where we didn't even say anything. We just dropped it. This last week, I mean, we just kind of haphazardly threw up a story a couple days after the episode came back. But we're getting the most downloads we ever had. You guys are listening. It's fucking awesome that you guys are listening. Imagine if we just put even a little bit of effort into this thing on the promotion side. Obviously, we bring it when we're on the mics. But on the promotion side, if we put a little effort in, you know, we could have something here. We could have a nice little following, a little nest egg here to really get people going, man. So we'll see if we ever get around to that, or we'll just keep it grassroots. And word of mouth kind of thing. Who knows? But a lot of sports. The other side of that coin is our picks didn't do that bad. I think between me.
No. If you look on, I went through all the picks, and I think you actually, you had a couple right that I didn't. You had the Jaguars that I had taken. But overall, after Monday night, we hit the Eagles, which great day for the birds, if we're being honest. The Eagles look great. And then we both had the Bills, who by at this point now, I don't know what kind of spreads Vegas is going to have to put on these guys, because they are blowing the roof off of teams here. It's not even close. So we went 2-0 on Monday night, which put us put me at least on an overall winning record for the spreads last week, which is actually really exciting. I think I was like one or two games above 500. Yeah, man, I think we run that back this week, and we could even start with tonight's game, the Thursday nighter, and then roll through. I think that's a really cool
thing. Oh, we got a game tonight, Joseph. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday night. We got Steelers-Browns tonight in Cleveland. And I think all the money's going on Steelers, if I'm being honest.
All right, well, let's save our gut reactions for the end of the show. Let's just talk a little bit briefly about – I do want to bring something up, because I think – I don't know if you shit on the Jaguars because you really don't like them, or if it's because I'm massive on the Trevor Lawrence train and you like to give me shit. But at some point, you're going to have to come around on this guy, because
– Well, you know
– He's playing – he's not an elite quarterback. I'm not saying that. He's not playing at that level yet. But he's playing so far after 2 weeks a lot better than he did last year. And
he had a good week last week. I'll give him that. Yeah. And by the way, our initial bet now it's done, dude. Trey Lance got he's out for the season, which sucks. Initially, if you had not listened to the prior episode, Tick and I were kind of going to keep track to see from a fantasy perspective who would be better over the course of a season. Trey Lance was my pick. Trevor Lawrence was his pick. That's done now. Trey Lance out for the year with a broken ankle. And you love Jimmy G somehow. I don't know where this is coming from, but you and Bob absolutely love Jimmy G. Walk me through your thoughts on this and why you're so high on this guy.
Well, first of all, I think if we're just going to go off the first 2 weeks, I think Trevor Lawrence is winning that bet anyway.
Trey Lance missed more than half the first, the second game. So, you know, and the first game he played in a slop fest, but yes, if you want to do that.
But to your point, me and Bob don't love Jimmy G. We just think he's severely underrated. We think he catches so much shit for one overthrown pass in the Super Bowl. Does he occasionally overthrow players? Was that a huge overthrow that probably would have won them the Super Bowl? Yes, of course. But this guy's a proven winner. And if you look at his completion percentage and his efficiency rating, this guy's a good player. He's not an elite quarterback. He's a really good game manager. And he's probably one of the best game managers out there. You can do a whole lot worse than Jimmy G. And Bob and I just think he's really underrated and catch a lot of flack. So I will be looking for the 49ers to be a better team now with Jimmy G over Trey Lance.
Here's what I want to do. I want to give you 3-4 options of starting quarterbacks in the league. And I want you to say whether you would start them or whether you'd take Jimmy G.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I think that's very fair.
All right. The first one, Marcus Mariota from the Atlanta Falcons. Mariota.
Jimmy G by a mile. By a fucking mile.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G by a mile.
Okay. Matt Ryan or Jimmy G?
I think Matt Ryan used to be Jimmy. Matt Ryan now. I want Jimmy G. I want Jimmy G over Matt Ryan now.
Okay. I think that's fair. Trevor Lawrence or Jimmy G?
Give me Trevor Lawrence.
We all knew that was going to come. Okay, here's one where I want you to be. I don't want you to be biased. I want you to be objective.
Okay.
Carson Wentz or Jimmy G?
I'm taking Jimmy G just for the fact that I'm taking him because
I knew you. Carson Wentz is a better quarterback than Jimmy G.
He's got a whole lot more talent. I'll tell you that. Carson Wentz is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league. He just can't put it together, man. It's like golf. It's like you can go out there and shoot an 85 and then the next day you shoot 100. But a good golfer is about consistency. And shooting that 85 every time or even just a 90 every time is better than both sides of the spectrum there. Carson Wentz is all over the spectrum any given week, man. He can go out there and be 30 for 37, 4 touchdowns for 400 passing yards. And the next week he comes out and he throws 4 interceptions and bad ones too, man, trying to extend plays.
But you have to say he's looked good so far this season, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I mean, he looked very good in week 1. I think week 2
some good fantasy points, dude.
Yeah, he's a good fantasy player, but I'm taking Jimmy G just for the fact that I think he's going to take better care of the football.
Derek Carr or Jimmy G?
I'll take Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think that's fair as well.
Yeah.
And then one more, and then we can move on. I'd just like to see where you rank him. Kirk Cousins or Jimmy G?
Boy, oh boy. Kirk Cousins, another guy. He kind of plays down to his talent.
He had a horrific week. I think Kirk Cousins on a week-to-week basis is going to be better than
Jimmy. I'll take Kirk, but it's closer than you think. That's a lot closer.
So basically what we're saying is Jimmy G could be a starting quarterback for a handful of NFL franchises right here, right now.
I would rather have him than Jared Goff. And I think the Lions are a playoff team with Jimmy G. I think they're right on the cusp with Jared Goff this year.
Goff looked great last week.
He did, but he's another guy who's like, man, sometimes he looks like trash, dude. And I think Jimmy G's going to bring a consistency to that quarterback position for the Lions if he was there. That I think that roster is good enough that I think MCDC would take that team alongside Jimmy G to the playoffs.
You think? I think the moral of the story here is the level of parity in the NFL from quarterbacks. There's a wide gap from like the several elite quarterbacks that you have to like, you know, then the drop off to just average, you know, like mid tier guys. It's a severe drop off. It really is, you know. The next thing I want to talk about quickly, man, there were some crazy comebacks this week. Some absolute, and Bob and I got absolutely screwed on one of them. I mean, a statistic was 0-711 was the record for teams that were down by 21 points going into the fourth quarter, correct?
Right. Yep.
In the last 711 games. And the Miami Dolphins, led by Tua Tagovailoa, scored 28 unanswered points. This guy was like Steve Young, bro, throwing it through, like, just, he was just absolutely lighting it up. I've never been so just absolutely devastated. And then the other game that was just an absolute, there was two more, actually. The Jets game coming back, they were down awesome. Like 14 points or something, or 13 points. They came back, scored a touchdown with Joe Flacco, get an onside kick, go down and score again to win the game. Unbelievable. Garrett Wilson with the run, win there. Great for Bob. Although, you know, you can never win with Bob because they won. He goes, you know, that's going to impact our draft pick. Instead of being happy that they came back and won, he's upset. And then the last one was unbelievable as well. The freaking Arizona Cardinals were getting walloped by the Las Vegas Raiders, down 20 going into the fourth quarter, I believe. And they absolutely turned it around. Kyler Murray went from looking like he couldn't complete a pass to he looked like a cheat code out there. It was unbelievable. They come back, force the overtime, get the two-point conversion, force overtime, win in extra time. And man, what is this? Like, if you had to assess this, is this a story of just teams not being able to close out, or teams just wanting it more and like coming back? Like, what's your thoughts on this? Are we going to continue to see like crazy wild finishes like this? Or do you think this is just a one and done anomaly that we, you know, we probably shouldn't expect moving forward?
Well, isn't that just so Raiders? That's so Raiders to do that. They always do that. I don't understand why they can't finish. I think this is going to be happening a lot this year. I think the quality, we were just talking about the disparity in quarterbacks, but I think the level of talent in the NFL has gotten to the point where so many teams, even the worst teams, have a lot of talent on them. So I think that we'll be seeing a lot more of this. And I think the coaching is the big winner there. I think the coaches that led those comebacks, man, first year coach Mike, whatever his name is, and Mike Nichols or Mike McCart, whatever the fuck that guy's name is, who came from San Francisco and now is the coach of the Dolphins. Great for him. Saleh with the New York Jets. I mean, just refusing to let that Kingsbury. Team quit. And then, yeah, Kingsbury, man.
They're all young coaches.
He gets a lot of shit, dude. But that was a great, well-coached game. And obviously Kyler took it over as well. But I think coaching has gotten a lot better, and that you got to throw a lot of praise their way, man. They refuse to quit. But man, I want to know, which of those three teams do you think should you put the most stock into? Of all those great comebacks, who do you think of those teams is the real deal?
Well, I don't think the Jets. I think the Jets are a better team than people give them credit for. I think they're not. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I do think they're a team that could win six, seven games this week.
Yeah.
You know, I really think there's teams that are teams like the Colts, teams like the Falcons that people think are better than what they are, and they're trash. And I think there's teams like the Jets that people think just stink, and they're actually better than what people realize. They've had a lot of draft picks, a lot of incoming youth injected into the team, and I think they can be better. I would say of all those teams, I think the Dolphins are the real deal. I don't think the Cardinals are going to really make a splash. They're in a tough division, you know. Well, the Seahawks aren't great, but I do think that the Rams are legit. And I think the Niners now can really make a push with Jimmy G, what you were saying. But I think the Dolphins, dude, to me, are a team that is ready to make the playoffs and make a splash. I think we will learn a lot about this team this week. They played the Bills. Yeah. And I think based on what we see here, that will really indicate just how ready they are. But I think this is a team. It's loaded with talent, man. It really is. Their defense is really not that bad. Tua looks like he's ready to make the next step. But by the way, you know, as shitty as it was for me to lose that game, I did have Tua on my fantasy team in our, you know, Bob Does Sports Brilliantly Dumb Fantasy League, and got a big win over Bob. And I am playing you this week, Ticket.
That's right.
Which needs to be addressed, because the projections I looked at for your team is through the roof through 2 weeks. I think you're the number one team in the league.
Yeah, I'm the number one seed.
Yeah, you say that quite confidently. But the projections right now, 53% percentage for you to win, 47% correct. For me. You're projected at 148.8 fantasy points. Cutsy's projected at 140.6. So really not a lot separating us.
I will say the X factor in that game is I sometimes what I'll do to intimidate my opponent, and I guess I'm showing my cards here, is even if a player's hurt, but he's getting projected points, I'll just throw him in the starting lineup to scare my opponent throughout the whole week. And then Sunday morning, I'll put the real lineup in if the guy's still hurt. But right now, to that point, George Kittle has been hurt, hasn't played a single snap this season, but he's projected to get 13 points this coming Sunday. So we'll see if he plays. But if I got to find another option at tight end, I don't have anybody.
I don't see anybody on your bench right now.
Tyler Conklin.
Oh, or boy. The
Jets. So that George Kittle is the real X factor.
I'll tell you what, I have Higbee sitting on my bench if you want. Maybe we can make a little trade there, Tick.
He hasn't done much, no.
He's a solid tight end, though.
He is, but I haven't seen Stafford looking his way much. The other thing I'll say, 14
fantasy points last week. He had 71 yards receiving with seven receptions.
But week one, he couldn't buy it.
Yeah, but that's fine. They played against a Bills team, and they were getting completely blown off the doors. I mean, you got to look at the game script a little bit. He still had 5 receptions, and he had 9 fantasy points. So it wasn't like he was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, true.
He's a solid tight end. He's better than Ty Conklin.
I tell you what, preseason pick looks real nice right now is that Lamar Jackson fantasy.
I tell you what, Tick, yes, you know, and Lamar can't control that his team fell off like in a major way, but
yeah, defense fucking blew. And I'll tell you which pick of mine does not look very good was the cooler for Tyreek Hill, because he's making those Dolphins fucking run
right
now.
Dude, he's just unbelievable. I'm legit like convinced that this guy has a warp speed to him, that he blows that one touchdown. There wasn't a guy within 10 yards of him. Yeah. It was like a pitch and catch for a photo shoot. He was already like throwing up the deuces peace sign before the ball was even in his hands. He was like, all right, here's a touchdown. Meanwhile, I'm watching in horror as my Ravens -2.5 is absolutely blown out of the wind. But no, dude, it was crazy to see. You know, I think your fantasy team, you have the two best quarterbacks. Your tandem of Mahomes and Lamar Jackson is just
pretty lethal.
So ridiculous. And, you know, I'm 1-1, but my team is just, I got to make some moves. I got to do something. Seeing Tua perform like this was really good, but I got to get Baker Mayfield the fuck off my team. Really, he's on both of my fantasy teams, and it's such a painful watch week in and week out watching this guy try to fucking make a play.
I think you got to find whatever fantasy owner has Josh Allen and just say, whatever you want, I will give you for Josh. You need a different quarterback, man. There's no one in free agency. You can't live the rest of your life with Baker Mayfield. You need to make a trade, and you need to make one fast.
Well, I have some expendable pieces. Like my wide receiver core between Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams, T. Higgins, I got Cooks on my bench, Marquise Brown. Like I have solid players. My running backs, Mitchell going down really hurt me. Because I had Montgomery, Miles Sanders, and Mitchell. And you know, now him going down, that really hurts. So, I don't know. I need to make some
adjustments.
A trade
needs to happen, man. You got some pieces there at wide receiver. Find a team that needs help.
I might even trade Mark Andrews at my tight end, to be honest.
Quarterback in a 2-quarterback league, man. I mean, you need 2 good ones.
Well, I got fucked in the auto draft, so that's neither here nor there. But that's... I was left with Tua as my only quarterback, so it's been slim picking.
That's not bad so far, though. Got to say, for auto draft.
That's worked out very well so far. Well, at least last week. But yes, it'll be interesting to see. Now, do we put a little wager on this week's fantasy? Not anything severe, but like maybe a little, maybe like a little non-monetary bet, something that we can do that can be fun, you know? Like maybe the loser has to buy dinner for the winner.
Yeah, I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not talking Michelin star restaurant. We're talking like we go out, you know, buy a burger or something, you know, like we go out to something, you know, Five Guys or something, or, you know, Prince Street Pizza or something, you know, and the other guy treats.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least like kind of keep, and we can track next week where we're at and how we finished.
Yes, 100%. I like that. We'll do a friendly wager. And I expect fully for you to be buying me dinner sometime next week.
I probably would have anyways, but that's neither here nor there. But let's put that down. And let's see where we stand. Anything else you want to touch base on? Your birds looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, they look really.
And by the way, can we just say, I told, not to say I told you so, but I told you Jalen Hurts was ready for a big year, and you were talking preseason about Minshew. This guy is an elite quarterback, man. He's made the steps. He's making throws downfield. He's making the right decisions so far. Now, I know it's early on in the season, but I love what I see out of Jalen.
I'll take that out, man. Absolutely. I mean, listen, when you're wrong, you're wrong. You just got to admit it, okay? And I was dead wrong about Jalen. I didn't see a whole lot I liked last year. There were flashes, but it was like, man, this guy's got a long way to go. But he has made huge strides in the offseason. He's clearly a dedicated man who's working his tail off to become better. And he's succeeded on every level, man. He does what's asked of him, and he has looked, honestly,
From a fantasy point, I don't think there's many quarterbacks right now that I'd rather have outside of Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts. The amount that he runs and gets rushing touchdowns, his value is through the roof,
and he's throwing dimes too. When he does throw, he's throwing dimes, dog. And I got to say, Josh Allen's probably the MVP right now, definitely. But Jalen Hurts is in the conversation right now after 2 weeks, and he looks like he could be here to stay because he brings that rushing value to the conversation as well. And I gotta say, man, I'm thrilled. I'm over the fucking moon about it. I am concerned. He takes a lot of hits. He's a big boy, but he takes a lot of hits. He's not as big as Josh Allen. So I hope he can continue to absorb them, avoid concussions, avoid any kind of long-term injury, and keep playing like he is. Because the birds look awesome right now.
Do you think it was as simple as just getting a big target receiver as AJ Brown that's really opened up the offense from a passing perspective? Because I felt like last year, you know, Devonta Smith was still young, still trying to figure it out. And then Goddard was the guy he was just forcing the ball to, it seemed like, all the time. But now I think you have that deep threat with AJ Brown in there. Rager's gone, which is great for you guys. You have him. AJ Brown can spread the field open. And I think it's opening Goddard a lot more. And then Devonta Smith is the second receiver now. Like, he's not the guy who's you're relying on. And I think you're going to see some big weeks out of Devonta Smith. And by the way, the running backs looked, I mean, Miles Sanders looks good, and Gainwell looks like he's competent. I mean, I feel like you guys are just running on all cylinders.
Miles Sanders is running with a newfound passion, man. He looks stronger. He looks like he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he is running well. And you combine that with Jalen rushing, and I agree. I think AJ Brown, obviously, he's an elite wide receiver. He's going to help any team he goes to. But I think just knowing that AJ Brown's out there gives a younger quarterback like Jalen, well, even if he doesn't throw to him, just that extra confidence, like, okay, I've got a fucking stud out there. I don't know what's going to happen on this play. If it breaks down, I might be rushing. I might have to force a throw. But knowing that a guy like AJ's out there, I think just adds that confidence, and certainly has helped him make that next leap as a quarterback.
Other thing that was impressive to me, and the Packers really struggled week one against the Vikings, pass defense or rush defense on their line. Your guys' offensive line last week, you guys were giving Jalen Hurts a lot of time to sit in the pocket and assess what he wanted to do. That's got to be very, very uplifting for you to see that the line is holding well for Jalen.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, an offensive line. We saw on the other side of that coin, Joe Burrow get fucking lit up. And we know he's an elite quarterback, but he just, if you don't have an offensive line, man, there's nothing he can do. He's a sitting duck out there. He's got less than a second to throw the ball. You know, it's unfortunate. And to see Travis Kelce, friend of the program, there to support Jason the other night in the Eagles jersey was quite a sight to see. It was pretty fucking nice.
Travis is a beauty. I actually DM'd him last night because I want to send him some Have a Day hats for him and Patrick to wear, because I think it would be dope as fuck just to see them in the odd chance. I mean, it's not – Josh wore it in an interview the other day. I know Josh, a huge fan of the program, Josh Allen, but to see Travis or Patrick Mahomes, imagine watching them wear Have a Day hat after the game, like when they're giving an interview in the locker room or something. That would be sick. So he hit me back. We're going to send him a big package, but he's a friend of the pod for sure.
You know, it was such a flex too, man, like low key. I think I can say this. So he texted Cuts back and was like super excited. He's like, yeah, man, of course, send it over. But he didn't say, yeah, send it to my house. He said, send it to the facility.
Yeah, and put like, it.
What a said, flex!
Yeah,
this guy doesn't He's have a home. Swag, He's got a facility.
Bro. Yeah, I think he meant. I think he means like the actual Chiefs facility.
Oh, I was hoping he meant like his home, like send it to the compound.
He might have. That's just he's a wild card, man. Travis Kelce's an absolute wild card, and he's the kind of guy who, you know, I mean, you just never know what you're gonna get with him. He just talks a big talk and he's an absolute beauty. Now I want to see. I sent a look at this. So this is what he responded. He said, "Yo, what up, man? Send them to the facility, brother." And then he sent the address. He goes, "You can address it to me." And then he said, "Hope all else is good, Maine." Like M-A-N-E. Guys, he wrote, "Yo, what up, man?" And then he goes, "All else is good." He goes, "Hope all else is good, Maine." Bro, this guy, he was raised in Cleveland. This guy's just a different cat.
Yeah, could I you love imagine if I tried to say Maine? I would sound ridiculous.
I don't know. And here's the thing. When he wrote Maine, I don't know if he misspelled man.
I don't think he did.
Or if he meant to wrote Maine. And I don't care at this point. Whatever the case, if he wrote Maine, I'm fucking taking it because it's dope as hell. If it's a misspell, I'll give him the credit for that. But like, I think it's almost cooler if he meant to write Maine.
I think he 100% did. And yes, it is cooler.
What an absolute beauty. All right, you know, man. Well, he's unfortunately, just dominating early on. But let's keep it rolling. We're going to give the spreads.
Yeah, I got to run on this work call, unfortunately. So we'll have to jump right into our gut reactions here.
Oh, okay.
Again, if you want to find out what we actually take on Sunday, you could look at the stories of all the guys and the prize picks. This is just a gut reaction Thursday, initial reaction to some of these lines. And let's just jump right into it. What we should do, Ticket,
and just quickly before we do, is we should put our record, what we were for last week when we upload the new Sportsman and we put the story. Right. We should put the record underneath of what our games were.
Well, we did very well last week.
We did.
If we start to suffer, maybe we
will. Well, we can always get away from that, but we should celebrate our success.
I agree. We will. And we will. And we
will. We will. All right. Rattle them off starting Thursday night. What are we looking at, Tick?
All right. Thursday night. I guess it'll be Friday when you guys hear this, but just for an idea, just to get the full record, Steelers at Browns. Cleveland are a 4-point favorite. Who do you like?
I'm going Browns. I think all the money is on the Steelers. I think the Steelers are one of those teams that is overrated. We talked last week. We actually both took the Steelers over the Patriots. Yeah. And I think, you know, dude, Trubisky's just struggling, man. There's some turmoil there. They're already chanting, "We want Kenny." I just think it's time for them to make a change soon. And I think that they're not as good offensively as they have been in the past. And I think their defense is good, but with no Watt, give me the Browns. I think Myles Garrett causes a lot of issues with Trubisky. I think he makes at least an interception or a fumble. I think he turns the ball over, and I think the Browns win this. I think they win it by five, six points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns too. I mean, when you take a look at that Browns, just forget about the offense for a minute. When you look at that defense of Myles Garrett and Joe Hayden and all those guys, I mean, Mitch is going to
struggle. They're real dogs, bro. They're real
Mitch
dogs.
Mitch is going to struggle.
He's going to struggle.
Yeah, so give me the Browns as well, -4. Eagles at Washington. Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite in Washington. What do you like?
I think the hype for the Birds is real. I like them. This is a bit of a revenge game against Carson Wentz. I think he fucks up at least once in the game. Give me the Eagles to cover. I would probably bring this game down to 6. I would probably buy 0.5 point, bring it down to 6. But I do think the Eagles win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I like the Eagles here too. I'm biased, obviously. And this is going to be Carson Wentz's Super Bowl. I think he wants to kill us, but I don't think he's going to have that opportunity. Our defense is playing too well. I'm going to keep it right at 6.5. I got no issue with the 6.5. Give me the Birds -6.5. Moving on, we're going to the Rams. They're in Arizona playing the Cardinals. The Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. Who do you like there?
Oh, God, this is tough. The Cardinals are stingy, dude. What I saw to Kyler Murray the last second half, I think they can build off of that. I think J.J. Watt has a big game. I would take the Cardinals to cover.
Me too.
I know that that's probably going to be most of the money is going to be on the Rams. But, I mean, you saw the Rams collapse this past week. We took the Falcons. Yeah. The Rams can look so good, and then they can look so bad. They're inconsistent. Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. give me the Cards this week. I think they cover. I think Rams win, but I think the safe bet is Rams money line. I wouldn't take the spread at 3.5.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals found something in the second half of that game last week when they stole the win in Las Vegas, and they're at home here. Give me the Cardinals plus 3.5. Texans are in Chicago. Chicago is a 2.5 point favorite. Who do you like there?
See, I really like the Texans. We've rolled the Texans. Well, I don't think we took them week one. I think I took the Colts, but I took the Texans this last week, and the Texans held their own against Denver, who is a much better team than Chicago. Chicago's offense doesn't look good. I would take the Texans to win this week. I think the safe bet is take them with the points, but I think the Texans, I think this David Mills guy is actually pretty decent. And I think they have some flair. They're fighting, you know, they haven't won yet, but they've been in two games. They've tied one game and they've lost one game. The Bears are not good, dude. Give me the Texans with the points.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about Jimmy G and who I'd rather have. I'm a Davis Mills stan, man. I really believe in this
guy. You love this guy.
Give him a better offense, and I think this guy can really shine. I'm not saying he's elite, but anyway, I like the Texans. I agree with you. I'm going to take the points, but I do like them to win this game in Chicago. Chicago's miserable. They got a lot to figure out. Raiders at Titans. Vegas is a 2-point favorite. Who do you like there?
Oh, man. Tannehill's in all sorts of trouble right now. I think the Raiders win this game. Are they in Las Vegas?
They're in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. Oh, boy. What's the over-under? I think that's what I would bet on this. I bet the under probably on this game. For the sake of we're picking teams, give me the Raiders. What are they, -2?
Yeah.
I'll take the Raiders. I'm not crazy about this pick. I don't know what the line is. I would expect a low scoring game here. I would probably take the under and I would probably stay clear of this game. These teams are just too hard to guess what they're going to do. The Titans in the first half looked like they were handling the Bills stride for stride and then just completely imploded. And then Tannehill started throwing just terrible decision picks. Give me the Raiders this week.
Yeah. I'm taking Jimmy G over Tannehill too, by the way. I like the Raiders in this game. The Titans are so untrustworthy. Derrick Henry hasn't seemed to return to form yet. Devontae
still
Adams
hampered by that injury.
What's this? Yeah, and Derek. Me too. And Derek Carr and Devontae Adams, I think, do just enough here. I'm going to take Vegas -2. Next game, Chiefs at Indianapolis. Chiefs are a 5.5 point favorite.
I'm all over the Colts this week.
What?
I would buy it up to 6. I am all over the Colts. The NFL is a money-making franchise. It's no doubt about it. Everybody and their mother will bet the Chiefs this week. Mark my fucking words. Vegas has an opportunity to make a ton of money on the Colts. And I think somehow, some way, I think the Colts cover this week. I would buy it up to 6. Wow. I actually have already taken them. I've taken them +7 in a parlay that I've already put an early week parlay in, and I love it.
The winless Colts.
I understand that, but the NFL is topsy-turvy, bizarre.
True.
Take what your gut is, but I'm telling you, I just think it's like tonight, all the money's on the Steelers. When the money's on one team so big, that team can win and cover, but it always seems like something ends up happening just backdoor cover, or say they're blowing them out and they rest. I don't know. I'm taking
that's the true. I agree with you on that. The Chiefs got to show me that they're not up to the task before I'm going to start betting against them specifically.
Yes, I know.
So I'm going to take the Chiefs -5.5.
Now, Jonathan Taylor has yet to really do anything.
Yeah,
and I think this is a week, if they could get him going, it could really turn the game script. I think it's a must-win game for the Colts. They're 0-2 or they're 0-1-1.
Yeah.
And they just look bad and they need to do something. I think they come up big here.
Carson Wentz was the perfect quarterback for Jonathan Taylor to shine. And I don't think Matt Ryan is getting the same explosiveness out of him. I think they run a different offense.
Yes.
And he has not, he hasn't shown up this season quite like we knew him last year. Next game, my opinion, game of the week, is going to be the Bills in Miami. Bills are a 6-point favorite. What do you like there?
I like Miami, but that being said, I cannot bet against the Bills right now. They look so good. And I think it's a case of, remember when you said the Warriors were so hot last year that you just had to take them until they showed you something different? The Bills are running on all cylinders right now. Miami was on the verge of getting blown out from the Ravens last week, had an epic comeback, so they won. But I just think the Bills are a much, much better team than the Ravens overall. And I think they're better coached, and I think they're just a better team overall. I think Josh Allen is feeling himself, bro, and he's my guy. And who am I to bet against my guy? I'm taking the Bills until they show me reason not to. Give me the Bills minus six.
Yep, me too. I'm taking the Bills minus six.
That being said, I do think it's going to be a fucking great game. And I do think, like I said earlier in the program, we'll learn as much about the Miami Dolphins as we're going to know this week.
Yeah, and I think we're going to learn a lot about the Bills too.
Yeah.
Lions at Vikings. Vikings are a 6-point favorite. Wow.
This is tough to me because I could see it going both ways. I could see the Lions just being scrappy and chippy and hanging in right till the end, or I could see them getting the doors blown off of them because the Vikings come back in a big way. Give me the Lions. I'll take the Lions with the points.
Yeah, I like the Lions to win this game, actually. I think the Lions are a really good team. I think the Lions are a really good team. I think they're really well coached. The Vikings look
what pitiful. Jared Goff are we getting this week? That's the question.
True. That's extremely true. And how healthy is DeAndre Swift? But I still like the Lions. I think their defense is very underrated. The Vikings look putrid. Now they did run into a buzzsaw that was Philadelphia. But I like the Lions. I really do. I like them to win. But for the sake of the spread here, I'll take the plus six. It's a steal, in my opinion. Ravens in New England. Ravens are a 3-point favorite. Lamar didn't practice yesterday, or he missed a lot of practice. But I it looks like he's going to be just fine. Who knows if they're just playing with Bill Belichick's head. But Ravens are a 3-point favorite in New England. Who do you like there?
I like the Patriots.
Okay. I like the Patriots as well. Give me the 3 points.
I think a lot of money is going to go again on the Ravens. And I just think that, I mean, that's a tough loss to bounce back from. And the Patriots just had a pretty big win for themselves. I think, you know, they're starting to find something. They're starting to click a little bit on offense. Their defense is still pretty solid. I think it's a scrappy game, but you're giving me 3 points for the Patriots. I'll take the 3 points and a good coach Bill Belichick team to cover for me this week.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder after that week one, and Bill's defense is dialed in. We're in New England. And the Ravens and Lamar have a knack for playing down to their opponents. So I could see this being a real game. Give me the 3 points with New England. Now, unfortunately, I got to run. So let's just sort of just rapidly just give me your take on the next few games. Bengals at Jets. Bengals are a 6-point favorite.
Give me Bengals.
I'm going to take the Jets plus six.
You know what? That's the right pick. I switch. I'll go for the Jets. The Bengals have screwed me 2 weeks in a row. I'm going Jets. They've been terrible.
Line. Yeah. Yeah. Saints in Carolina. Saints are a 3-point favorite.
Give me the Saints.
Yeah, I can't fucking put any more money on Carolina, man.
God, they've been
banged
bad.
Me. Every which way you can get banged, I've been banged by them. Jags are in LA for the Chargers. Chargers are a 7-point favorite.
Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy, but give me the Chargers in LA. Come on, man. They're just too good of a team. Falcons at Seattle, even money.
See, I got it early week. You know what I got it at? Falcons plus 2.5.
You're a sick bastard. You already put money on that game.
It's the only game I took. I think the Seahawks are trash, bro. I said it last week. I think they're not good. I think they're overrated from a first week. That was their Super Bowl. That was their fucking game of the year. I think it's downhill sledding. I can't wait to watch Pete Carroll get fired. I hate this team. Give me the Falcons plus. Well, I got plus 2.5. Give me the Falcons as a pick 'em as well.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons. Geno Smith is.
Smith is not it, bro.
It's pain, man. It's all pain. It's pain
and suffering in Seattle.
All right. Your Packers in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a 1-point favorite. Who do you like there?
Some will say I'm being biased, but there's no Mike Evans this week. He's suspended.
True.
Leonard Fournette is banged up. Yeah. Julio Jones is dealing with a knee injury and Godwin's is hurt. I don't know if he'll play or not, but he's banged up. This is for me, ticket. This is where I find out what the Packers are about this year. I'm taking the Packers to win this game.
Yeah. I don't even know who Tom Brady's going to throw the ball to besides Justin Gage.
They just signed Beasley off of practice.
That's right.
Team. And I think he's going to be inserted into the lineup. He's a good player, but Beasley's not going to make the difference. The Packers defense have something to prove this week. They got to step up. They got to show me they can beat a decent team, even if they're without their top talent receivers. I like the Packers this week. I think Aaron gets the ball rolling. I think we get Aaron Jones going. I think this week we win. I think we win the game.
Yeah, give me the Packers money line. If it's just going to be 1 point, just give me the money line.
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
49ers are in Denver taking on Russell Wilson and the Broncos. San Francisco is a 1.5 point favorite.
Take the Broncos.
Take the 49ers. Taking the 49ers. Take Jimmy G and the 49ers.
I think the Broncos bounce back this week.
And our Monday night game is Cowboys at Giants. Talk about a shit game. That's going to be fucking miserable to watch. I'm going to have to bet it because it's the only game. Miserable. Giants are a 1 point favorite.
I want to say Giants so bad, but this Cooper Rush, I tell you.
Yeah, he really showed
you. Give me the Cowboys with the points.
Fuck the Cowboys. I'm taking Saquon Barkley and the Giants. I think Saquon has a bounce back game and he's going to have a great year.
I hope you're right. I actually hope I'm wrong on that one, but I think the Cowboys are the pick there.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Daniel Jones is garbage, bro, but I know you got to run, dude. This has been a great episode.
Good episode. Really good episode. They've been good recently. If football's back, we're back. And the people are back and they're coming in droves and we're happy to have everyone on board here. That is another episode of The Sportsman. That's Joey Coldcuts over there. I'm the Big Ticket and we will see you next week, folks.
Take care.